How gavra to have a kamaz bin chumre paschaisa, which is either like a necklace of metals, or some kind of fine glass rings, something that is probably stringed. So I see how yisasa amrlei have lichad shocha. So she says, you know, give me some of that malechut anak. I want one of those. I think it's beautiful jewelry. So amrla, so he senses an opportunity, obviously. Yavin aleich mikadashas li. So amrlei hava mihava. She says, give it over. So amr of chamakol hava mihava lav klamu. She's not interested in marrying him. She just says, give me the necklace. Okay. So avu gavra davakashasi chamra. This guy's drinking some wine. Bechanusas. Yeah, yisus amrlei havli chadkasa. She says, I'd like a glass of that. So amrlei, you know, again, sensing an opportunity. So yahiv naleich mikachis li. So Amrlei, she's her response is Ashku ye Ashkin, you know, give me some of that wine. So Amrav Chama, kol Ashku ye Ashkin alav klumhu. Again, nothing to see here. She's just saying, you know, look, buddy, if I was interested in marrying you, I would be interested in marrying you. I'm interested in the wine. I'm interested in the necklace. So Au Gavra davakashadi tamare midikla. So he's getting some dates. So Ay hasi hay isis Amrlei shadi li tarati. So I'll take two. So Amrlei shadin aleich mikadashas li. So Amrlei shadi mishta. Same language, repetitive, the kefal lashon. So Amrav Zvid kol shadi mishta lav klumhu. So the question is, why do we need all three cases? The Tosa says, interestingly, kol ashki ashkuye hanach tlas ovdi itzrich lashimunen. You could have just said that a kefal hadvarim is nothing. To bishum davar ein moel lo b'midi d'achila. Ushasia, right, the tamarim, the yayin, veloba sharmile. You could have said, oh, you know, maybe there's a difference. Maybe something, you know, is maybe it's a difference in the chefts of kiddushin. The answer is no, there is no difference. The first tosis is very interesting. Have ashki v'shadi in the mikudesh. Zim tamar migara matan maus laploni de mikudeshes kolshin shomeres tainli. If we've already established in the parak that if she says I want you to give, you know, a certain amount Reuven over there and I'll be, you know, miskadeshes with that, so how is that, and that is kiddushin, you know, how is this situation where she's actually getting something herself any less? So Tosa says it's a silly question. Yesh lomar deshaini hacha de meikara isa shoelas shelo b'toras kiddushin. This has nothing to do with marriage. She just wants some dates or some wine or some jewelry. So that case is a case where, you know, she's established as having been interested in kiddushin. Right, that she's not saying, you know, hava mihava, that I want that, you know, because I want to marry you. She's just saying, you know, I'm interested in the necklace like I was 2 seconds ago, or the yayin, or the tamarim. Okay, so then the Gemara asks, is it because, like, of the kind of cavalier way that she responds? So, ibayilhu have ashki v'shadi mahu. Let's say she doesn't say hava mihava or ashkuye ashki or shadi ishti, the double language. Is that the issue? So Amar Ravina mikudesha. So Ravina says, yeah, that would be kiddushin. Rav Sama barakta Amar tana taga de malka, by the crown of the malka, ena mikudesha. So there's no way that's kiddushin. V'hilchasa ena mikudesha. So no. It's not the double language. It's just that she's not interested in marrying this guy. V'hilchasa, the previous discussion, shira'i, right, clothing of indeterminate value, lo tzricha shuma, that does not require a professional evaluation. V'hilchasa k'rabba Lazar, right, that was the previous case in Chesem Aleph, where a person says that I'll give you a lot of money, he's kach libimana, and he only gives her a little bit of money, v'nasan latinar, that it's mikudeshes, but he has to, you know, pay her, v'yashlim, and we saw Tosas v'yazakin raises different possibilities. Well, let's say he doesn't pay her, you know, is a get required? Do we say that kiddushin is chal, and he has a financial obligation, or is the kiddushin really in abeyance? It's al tanai that you are actually going to carry through. V'hilchasa kibrava amar Rav Nachman. So the case of Rabba Amar Rav Nachman was the case where a person says mana and he doesn't ever give the money, and he gives her a collateral instead. And we said about that, mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan, because she doesn't have anything. She doesn't get the money that he said he would give her. And the mashkon, he's not giving her b'toras mamo. And he's just saying, okay, hold on to this till I get you the mana. So there's a principle of mana in kan, mashkon in kan. Yesterday we pointed out in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak that if he has a mashkon that he got from somebody else, what we call a mashkon de acherim. So let's say Reuven lent Shimon $100,000, and Shimon never paid him, so he collateralizes Shimon's car. So he can actually be mekadesh her with that car, because that mashkon is actually now mamon, it belongs to him. But if he just gave her something to hold on to in lieu of the money, so that's not considered mamon altogether. Okay, so there's a critically important tosfos here. V'ilchasa shirai lo tzarech shuma. So the Balei HaTosfos, and the Tosfos Rei HaZaken quotes a similar idea, quote a shita of Rabbeinu Tan, which is that, you know, shirai, you can't really make that big a mistake when it comes to shirai. This is Omer Rabbeinu Tam. It's exactly opposite, two lines up from the longer lines in Gemara. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, da'asal ashmina davka shirai udilot tzrichi shuma, lefi sheshumasan yadua k'tas vein regilin litos bo kol kach. Aval shara dvarim kigon avanim tovos umargolios, shayish, she, excuse me, kigon avanim tovos umargolios, shayish, she'enam tovos elema'at, right, so they're made of, you know, the fine stones. One more time. Aval shar dvarim, yigon avanim tovos umargolios, sheyesh she'enam tovos elema'at, uregilim litos beharbe, yoser mishavyam, tzrichi shuma, mishum delo samcha daita, v'fikach nagua olam, you see this is going back 1,000 years already, v'kadish b'tabas she'en ba evan. So Rabbeinu Tam is explaining our contemporary minag, right, that, and this is, by the way, the way that we do things, you know, practically speaking, you have to be very careful in terms of kiddushin, two weddings this week, that the tabas has to be something plain, because it can't be something where she thinks it's worth $50,000 and it's really only worth $500. So shirai, you know, we're not so worried about that kind of mistake, but, like, you know, if you showed me a ring, I don't know anything about jewelry. I don't know if it would be worth $500 or $5,000 or $50,000. I'd be totally at the mercy of an unscrupulous, you know, merchant. So you need a real assessment. So that's why, you know, to avoid any of these fakos, of course, may ikar hadin mido raisa, you could give a woman for kiddushin a ring that's worth $1 million. It's plenty more than a pruta. The issue is, you know, does she think it's $10 million? Is she only doing it because she's, you know, really been misled? Okay. So Tana Rabbanan, Bishtar Ketzad. So Kasav Lo Al Haniyar O Al Acheres Af Al Pi She'ein Bo Sheva Pruta Biteich Mekudeshesli. Here we're obviously not talking about a Bogeres, but a Narer, theoretically a Ketana. Biteich Me'uresesli Biteich Lila Intu Harezo Mekudeshes. Right. We spoke about the Shtar is Maisa Choshev, even if it's not a Shavim Pruta. So Mask of the Rabzei, Rabbar Mamel, Holodami Aishtar Alishtar Zvini, Hasa Mocher Kosev Lo, Sadi Mechura Lecha. It's the Mocher who produces this star, not the Kone. Hacha Baal Kosev, Biteich Mekudeshesli. So Amarava, yeah. Not every star is created equal. Hasa Mein Yonid Dekra, Vacha Mein Yonid Dekra, Hasa Mksev, Umachar Meachus Aso, So you can't just make extrapolations from one star to another. Every star has a different dynamic. And, you know, when it comes to a transaction of a field, so the mocher has to produce the star and give over the deed to the, the kone. Here, the baal has to produce the star through which he's making the kinyan. So the Gemara says, well, hasam nami, Ksiv sados bakesef yiknu. In the case of a shtar mechira, right, it actually says that the impetus should be on the kona. So kari be yiknu, my taima kari be yiknu mishum dechsiv umachar. So the Gemara says, oh, well, maybe it just says sados bakesef yiknu because the other pasuk says umachar meachuz aso. So hachanami kari be yikach dechsev es biti natati laisha zeh. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that's also true when it comes to kiddushin. Maybe the only reason it says kikach ish isha is that you would have thought that the father is the one who needs to produce it because es biti natati laisha zeh. In other words, maybe the psukim just neutralize each other. Maybe we don't have any clear information about who should be generating the shtar. Selam arava hilchasonin hu. Tzolach moshim sinai v'as mechinu rabbanan akrai. And we were just looking for asmachtas. But the fact that the Baal is the one who generates the shtar kiddushin, maybe that's halacha Moshe Misina. Interesting. V'ibay yisema hosam nami, going back to the psukim, k'siv vo'ekach es sefer hamakna. This is a story in Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu purchased a field from his uncle Hanamel. Shaitan's a really interesting thing because there's the Chorban was going on. So it wasn't exactly a time where people were interested in buying things. you know, people couldn't unload their fields fast enough. You know, if you're going to be exiled from land, who wants to buy a field? But as Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyah to buy a field to show that we're going to come back to Zion. A very beautiful idea, really. So, Vakacha Sefer HaMakna. Sefer HaMakna sounds like it wasn't the Kona, but it's produced by the Mocher. So, Rabbam, Rav Nachman, Kosav Lo, Alanir, Alachara, Salvation, Moshe, Vapruta, Bitech, Mekudeshesli, Bitech, Merestesli, Bitech, Lila, Intu, Bein Ali Deavia, Bein Ali Deatsum, Mekudeshes. Midaito, again, is to know about it. Vuhushalo Bagra. We're talking about a situation. Where she's not a halachic adult. If she's a halachic adult, then obviously she has to be the one to assent. In Aisha Miskadeshes, Elamidaita. Kasavla, Niar, Lachara, Salvi, Shembo, Shevabruta, Ariad, Mikudeshesli, Ariad, Lila, Intu, Ariad, Muresesli, Mikudeshes, Bein Ali Deavia, Bein Ali Deatzma, Midata, Uhushabagra. So again, depending on whether we're dealing with Ktana, Nara, Bogeres, so there always has to be Das. It could be Das Avia, it could be Das Atzma. But somebody has to assent to it. Okay. So again, the shtar itself doesn't have to be worth a pruta at all, for the very simple reason that it's a maisa chashuv otherwise. And we have this distinction between, shtar zvini, a shtar that's used in the normal case of mechira, where it's going to be generated by the mocher, and here the shtar has to be generated by the baal. So by Reish Lakish, shtar eris and shekasvu shelo lishma mahu. So to know by Gerushin that it's possible. You can't have a shtar Gerushin that wasn't written Lishma. It always has to be written Lishma. So shtar Erushin, what would we say? Is it like a shtar Gerushin? So Mahu. So Havayos Yitzios Makshina. And Ma Yitzia, so just like when it comes to a shtar Gerushin, Ba'in on Lishma, Havaya Ba'in on Lishma, it makes a lot of sense. That the whole province of a shtar was Darshan that we saw in Daf Hey, shtar Minalan. It's because chasav la sefer krisus v'nasad biyada v'shilcha mibeso, right? That it's a hekesh ben havaya liyitzia. So the properties of a shtar gerushin should be exported to the properties of a shtar kiddushin. So af havaya ba'inan lishma udilma havayos lahadadim makshina ma havaya de kesef lo ba'inan lishma. It's not like you have to mint the coins, with her in mind. So af havaya de shtar lo bainan lishma. So basar de baya hadar pashta, havaya liyitzia makshina and damakra, viyatza'a v'haisa. Yeah, absolutely. It has to be written lishma. So when you produce the shtar eris, it's like you can't be walking around like with the guy decides he wants to get married. So what he does is like he walks around with like a form shtar, and just like with a line for her name. That doesn't work. So it has to be produced lishma. Okay. And we'll talk about this a little bit more in Shir, but obviously in a nutshell, that's part of, I think, what makes this a maisa chasha. Imagine if you had some generic line, with the walking around in your pocket offering it to every woman, heavy lila into, harayat mekudesh asli, bishtar, not very meaningful, right? It's like it denigrates the entire basis of the kiddushin, because it's clear that he's not putting that much thought into it. So itmar. And once we've established the need for lishma, so let's talk about the question of das, awareness. So kasva lishma vishalomi data, but she didn't know that it was being produced. So he had in mind, I wanted to marry this Rachel, and she'll agree later on. But it was produced shalomi data. That's a machlokas amarayim. Rav Ravina imre mikudeshes. You don't need her das, or Papa of Shravia Imri Eina Mikudeshes. It happens to be that we do paskin l'chumra Eina Mikudeshes. You don't generate kiddushin unless you have Eina Isha Miskadeshes Elamidaita. Not that she just has to agree to the kiddushin. In the case of the shtar, she has to know about its production. So the question is, what's the svara in both directions? So Amar Papa Eima Taima Didhu Veima Taima Didi Eima Taima Didhu. There's svara Dechsev Yatzav Ha'isam Akish Avayelitzia. By shtar gerushin, right? The truth is that even basof isha miskareshes bal korchana. It's true that Rabbeinu Gershom came along and said, "Well, we're not going to do this." She has to really agree to accept the shtar gerushin. So this heter meir rabbanim if she doesn't want to take it. But the point is that, by shtar gerushin, she certainly doesn't have to know about the front end of the process. All the baal has to do is to write the shtar lishma with her in mind, b'shalom b'shalom b'dayt. So the ema time didi, but Rav Papa says, here's why I take a different position. The yatsa v'haisa makish havai yitzia ma yitzia ba'inan das makna. So just like in the case of gerushin, you need the das of the makna. In other words, the das of the baal af havaya ba'inan das makna. So here you should need the das of the woman because she's the one who's agreeing to be, you know, acquired. So meisve. So we want to try to prove it from a clear source. In kosvin shtar erusin v'nisuin ela midas shneyan. So it sounds like you need her assent even before the shtar is produced, not just lishma. So my lav shtar erusin v'nisuin mamish lo shtar psikta, what we call tanaim today. I don't know if you know, but before we sign the ksuva, we sign these tanaim, which basically say these are the conditions of the marriage. So we're not actually talking about a shtar erusin. The chav gidol amarav, the chav gidol amarav, kama asanotin levincha kach v'kach levitcha kach v'kach. It's an interesting topic that dvarim haniknin b'amira, there are some things that people don't actually want to be written down because they'd rather it be not bishtar, they'd rather it be valpe. So again, here we have a conclusion, lahalacha. Everybody seems to agree that based on the hekesh of avaya tiyatzia that you need, you know, the shema. There is a much more robust machlokas when it came to das. How much do you really need her to be aware of things up front that you're producing the shtar? Everybody agreed that it was based on a hekesh to gerushin. The question is, which way does that militate? But gerushin, the fact is, you don't need the das of the isha mitzchila ve'adsof, midirabanan you do, but not midiraisa. So that would be one way of saying, no, you don't need her to know it was produced. On the other hand, by gerushin, you always need the das makna. You need the baal as being makna her into her own rishus. So here too, you would need the makna. The woman is willfully allowing herself to be acquired by the husband. So maybe you need her das, you know, at the front end of the shtar process. Okay. So let's just go a little bit further. We'll talk about now the kinyan bia. So minala namar yivala, namar yochanan, namar kra. This week's parsha vihi beulas baal. Milamed shena salabal al yidei beila. That the way that you generate bailus is al yidei beila. Now again, that's an interesting idea because you might say that's true at the back end, let's say for nisuin. But if we're talking about kiddushin, you know, maybe not so obvious. After all, we said before that beza midbeis hanach nami tzarech bein, and the whole point, as Rachinuch amplified this idea, is that before you get up to the stage of bia. Right, you want something of a kinyan. So Rashi says, "Amar krabulas baal." So he says, "Oh, it's based on a pasuk, actually, not in Sefer Bereishis the way that it sounds. Vehi beulas baal, ki matzei ish shochev im isha beulas baal." Parshas Kiseitza. So Rashi is feels the need to say this, obviously, because there are multiple times. Now it's interesting. I don't know if you have in your Gemara, but I have in my Gemara, this thing, you know, Torah Or, where they quote the Psukim, so they seem to have been influenced by Rashi. Ki matzei ish shochevi misha b'ulas ba'u, meisu gam shlehem, ha'isha shochevi misha v'aisha, ubi arta hara mi'Yisrael. Again, why am I making a fuss about this at all? What difference does it make, you know, whether or not you have b'ulas ba'al or v'hi b'ulas ba'al? So if you take a look over at Tosos Riazakin, Vihi Bu'ulas Baal, he says, Yistigar Sinan ki matzei ish shochevi misha bu'ulas baal. He makes the same point. So what's the, why would we care if you learn it from Vihi Bu'ulas Baal, this week's parsha, or the Bu'ulas Baal that Rashi assumes that we're talking about? Why is everybody like focused on this? What difference does it make? You know, either way, we're just talking about Bia. Give you a hint. Think about the smock. Remember, the smock said that it's a mitzvah for Bnei Noah. So if you learned it from prior to Matan Torah, that might not hold for after Matan Torah, especially with this whole idea that there should be a Kenyan tefillah. So in any event, the Gemara now responds, Amr le Reb Zera le Reb Avav, Amr le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. We don't know exactly who had the conversation. Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Bo, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Chu'ura Zo, Shoshana Rabbi, Uve Allah, right? Ki Kach Ish Isho Uve Allah, Parshav Gerishin, Milamed Shiniknes Bivio. Why not just use that source? Right? It's right next to Shtar. Make a lot of sense. You could have all of the limudim from the same section of the Torah. Ki Kach Ish Isha, Kidusha Kesef, Uve Allah, Bia, Shtar, Makesh Havaya Liatia, Viyatsa Mibeso, Vihalcha Vihaisa, Li Ishacher. So Ki'ura Zo, Shoshana Rabbi, wouldn't that be the superior source? So Ime Hasam Hava Mina, Ad Mikadesh Vihadar Ba'il, Hamash Malan. Because what does that Pasuk say? That Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, and then Uve Allah. As opposed to Vihi Be'ulas Baal, or if you prefer, so again, the Gemara is very motivated to say that maybe the Kinyan Bia only takes place after you do something. Maybe Bia is a good Gemar, but it's not going to establish the Kiddushin to begin with, because the whole point is to do a Kinyan before you have this kind of intimate activity. So, Maskifla Rab Abba Barmam. In Cain, Nara Hamu'urasa. If that were really so, how would we have a Nara Murasa who's subject to Skila? To eat the Ikdish, Vihadar Ba'el, Be'ulahi. Wait a second. She would no longer be a Besula. Eat the Ikdish, Velo Ba'el. If a person was Makdish, but there was no Maisa Be'ila, Lav Klumu. So if you're going to tell me that the Hava Mina was that you need to do two Maisin, according to Rabbi, Ki Kach Ish Isha Uve Allah, that the Kiddushin, the Erisin, is only effectuated by two steps, let's say a Kinyan Kesa followed by a Kinyan Kiddushin, how would you ever have, right, Nara Me'urasa B'Skila? If the Be'ila actually happened, she's no longer a Besula, and the Torah specifies that it's Na'ara Mu'urasa Besula. And again, if you did the Kesef Kiddushin, but you didn't complete the Kiddushin with the Maisa Bia, so then she shouldn't be a Na'ara Mu'urasa. And that becomes a very serious question. You take a look over at Rashi. Na'ara Mu'urasa Beskila. Hilkacha Korcha Chiyika Chavu Kiddushin La'atzma. Ube'ala V'Kiddushin La'atzma Belo Kesef. So the case must be talking about where she was still a Besula because you did Kiddush Kesef. Be'ulahi, Uskila, Rashi says, Be'besula ksiva. Kiya na'ara besula me'ora sala'ish. V'darshina besula ve'lo be'ula. She'be'ula v'chenek kishar eshesish. It's no longer that same penalty of skila. Okay, so let's go one more line in the Gemara, then we'll hold it up. So Amru Rabbanan Kamei D'Abaye Mishkachas La Kigon Sheba'ala Arus Shelo Kedarka. We could still, very unlikely case, but we could still defend the proposition through Bia Shelo Kedarka, that we really have Kiddushin, Kiddushe Kesef. She's still a Besula, because it's Bia Shelo Kedarka. But you made the Kinyan Bia that is effective to establish her as an arusa through Bia Shalokadarka. So Rashi explains, Bia Shalokadarka, the iskish mishkevo slahadade, dechsev mishkevei isha, shtei mishkevos, vikarinan ba, kiikach uve Allah, viakasi besulahi. So it's not considered a maisa Bia to render her a ba'ula. She's still considered a besula. That's the chedesh of Bia Shalokadarka. But it is considered a Maisa Bia, the Inyan, the Kinyan. Again, the Gemara's thought process that when Rabbi says, Chu'ura Zo Shoshana Rabbi, that Ki Kach Ish Isha V'Allah, maybe it's actually stage two of the Kiddushin process. First you would make a Kinyan, Kiddushin Kesef, and then you'd make a Kinyan Bia through Bia Shalokadarka. So this is really interesting that it's, she still has a Chaloshe Besula, and yet a Kinyan Bia would already have been made. So it's what we're going to see next time. The Gemara is going to discuss at some length, you know, how exactly is this true? How do we define a Maisa Bia shelo kedarka. It turns out that it's a machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim as well. Okay, so just to go back and summarize what we talked about a situation where it seems like she's being very dismissive. And she says, you know, hava mihava, shadi tishti, ashkuya ashkin. So the Gemara assumes that that's not kiddushin, but let's say she only said it once. That was a machlokas. We paskin that there's no kiddushin. Shira'i doesn't require a shuma, professional evaluation, but other things would. So Rabbeinu Tam says, listalek min asafek, we're not going to allow kiddushin to take place unless we have a plain tabas and nobody's going to make a mistake. We paskin like the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, that if he doesn't come up with all the money up front, there's still kiddushin, but he has a financial obligation. We also paskin like Rav Amar of Nachman, mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan. We talked about shtar. The shtar could be pachos mishabeputa. The Gemara went back and forth a little bit. Why should it be different than the shtar mecher, where the mocher produces it? We said, not all staros are created equal. In this case, right, the issue isn't the mocher, you know, producing a shtar on behalf of the kona, for the kona, you know, to take. Here, the baal, ki ikach ish isha. We talked about the din of the Shema, which is very important. That's one of the hekeshin that we learned, makish havayi liyitzia. So it has to be reduced to Shema, just like a shtar gerishin has to be produced to Shema. And then we also talked about the idea of midata. Does she have to have advance notice? And everybody agreed that it should be based on, you know, gerishin. The question is, what does gerishin teach us? So when it comes to shtar gerishin, you don't need her to know in advance. On the other hand, you know, when it comes to gerishin, you do need das makne. You need his das, because he's the one who is giving her her freedom. So here, you know, in the case of kiddushin, das makne would mean that she should know about it. Right? She should know about it because she's being makne herself into his rishos. And that is indeed how he paskin. He wanted to know, what is the source of kiddushin bia? And Gemara initially said, either vihi bu'ulas bal or bu'ulas bal. Nafkamina is whether you think it's is a din b'nei noach or it's even a din Yisrael. And the Gemara says, what about Shitas Rabbi? So, you know, Shitas Rabbi could be interpreted to mean that there's a two-stage kinyan. If you go the direction of kinyan bia, you have to do something beforehand. You couldn't have a maisa bia be the first interaction between these people, because that would sort of undermine the very nature of kiddushin itself, that we don't want people to be intimate unless there's a ma'aseh tchila. There's something to say about chinuch that borders on znus. So the Gemara said, "Well, wait a second. If that's really true, right, that it would be a two-stage, you know, process. How do you ever have the situation of anara murasa biskila, right, to generate the kiddushin? Point is that you need both of these things to happen. You need a kiddushin kesef, and you need a ma'aseh bia." So if you needed a ma'isabia, then how could you have an ara murasa as a psula? So the Gemara was forced to answer, yeah, this would actually only be true in a case of bia shelo kedarka. You really have a two-stage kinyan, according to Rebbe. Okay, so that's where we're going to pick it up in terms of this issue of, you know, very fascinating. She still has a chalos shem besula. We're not denying that. But at the same time, you know, we assume that a ma'isabia took place. Bia Shalokadarka is considered to be a Maisa Bia. I realize I forgot one point. And the Gemara said, oh, we think we have an obvious proof that a Shtar Erisin has to be written with her knowledge. We turned out that those were just the Tanayim. Now, we don't have Tanayim so much anymore, because the way that things used to be done, it's like people used to get married, get arranged a marriage way in advance of the actual wedding. So today, since we signed a Tanayim at the wedding itself, it's like everybody's there. It's like, what, are we not going to go ahead with this? So it seems quite obvious that the Tanayim today are more ceremonial. So we don't use the original text. The Tanayim, it used to be written that, like, if one party backs out, they'll be subject to charamim and niduyim, it'll be really terrible. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, like, rewrote the Tanayim to just basically say, like, everybody's here in good faith and, you know, we plan on going through with this, you know, and she's not even there for that. You just do that with the fathers at the Chassan's Tish, if you've ever been. So it's a way of ensuring that sort of keep this minhag avosenu that they had Tanayim, but we're not actually carrying it through, you know, ad hasof. you wouldn't want to, you know, have people sign a document that unnecessarily threatens charamim, etc. It's not really necessary. People are going to be married in half an hour or 45 minutes. So there are some people today, actually, who just, you know, skip the tanaim altogether. But, you know, I do them. I have them at my own wedding. I do them, you know, unless, you know, somebody, you know, like has an objection to it. So in any way, the Gemara said about that, that very often they wouldn't even want them to be written down. That people would rather it remain a milval peh as opposed to something that's written up in a shtar. Okay, so we'll hold it up there, and God willing, you know, on Monday, we'll pick it up with a further discussion of Kiddushei Bia. Okay, I'm going to put this into the chat.